goes good with a dock and a dock.
Big dock.
Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile.
That's right.
And a smile goes good with a kiss.
And
a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A preliminary report suggests human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan. Sagar Magani has details.
Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers from Georgia and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
That said, this was a very serious attack. It had lethal consequences. We will respond and we'll respond appropriately.
But how?
There's no easy answer here.
And the president's been meeting with national security advisors to discuss potential retaliation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees who Israel says took part in Hamas's October 7th assault. It claims seven actually stormed into Israeli territory and one participated in a kidnapping. The UN's fired nine of the 12 accused and two are reportedly dead. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has returned to work at the Pentagon after nearly a month's absence because of prostate cancer. Austin met with NATO's Secretary General.
I feel good and am recovering well, but still recovering.
Business news. Amazon has called off its purchase of iRobot, blaming undue and disproportionate regulatory hurdles after the European Union signaled its objection. And a Hong Kong court has ordered China Evergrande, the world's most heavily indebted real estate developer, to be liquidated after failing to restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders. This is AP News. A positive start to the week on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose to kick off a week where Wall Street's most influential companies may show whether the huge expectations built up for them are justified. The S&P 500 gained 0.8% Monday, setting another record. The Dow climbed 224 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.1%. Gains for stocks accelerated as Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Later this week, five big tech companies will report their latest results. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft have been responsible for much of Wall Street's recent run to a record. Expectations are running high for their profit reports. iRobot, which makes Roomba vacuum cleaners, sank almost 9%. Amazon called off its deal to buy the company following antitrust scrutiny from regulators. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy early tonight, then mostly cloudy. Maybe some sprinkles or flurries by late evening, low 31. Winds will be west or northwest, 5 to 12 miles per hour. Variably cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Isolated flurries or drizzle early, high 38. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly clear outside. And our current temperature is 40 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards Banquet was held last night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Making a Difference is sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio. Mick Cosgrove, a member of Richland Rejuvenates, began the program sharing about the challenge to raise awareness for the Richland Community Food Pantry.
One of the first projects that we undertook was we put out a challenge to the larger employers in the community to raise awareness and funds for the local food pantry to help people that were food deficit. There were about 7 or 8 companies that chose to participate in that very first year. There was $11,270 raised, which we thought was amazing. But one local company and their associates really took this to heart, and they adopted this as one of their chosen charities to support, and they never looked back. And I'm not going to tell you all the things they do. I'll let them, somebody from there, speak to that, but I can say that the needs of the local pantries are at the forefront of the location in Richland Center. 12 months out of the year, they're doing something every week to keep this in front of their employees. So once again, tonight, we're recognizing the efforts and the staff, the employee partners of Rockwell Automation, who during 2023 raised a total of $38,529.17 for local food needs.
Bailey Graham represented Rockwell Automation.
Thank you so much for selecting Rockwell Automation for the Feeding Families RC Style Award. We are so grateful to receive this award, as it means so much to those who work so hard to fundraise for the food pantry. Again, this past year we broke our record high, raising $38,529, which was $3,000 over our record last year. The employees did a fantastic job putting together baskets, raffles, food events, and countless other things. We couldn't have done it with all of their time, support, and donations. So again, thank you so much for selecting Rockwell Automation.
Other businesses honored last night included the Phoenix Center as Business of the Year, and Computer Doctors received the Best Face Forward Award. WRCO's Phil Nee served as MC for last night's event.
All recipients of tonight's awards were nominated for their awards from the general public. The criteria for the nominations as follows. The nominee or businesses must be either located in or doing business or their work in Richland County. The following attributes are critical for the nominee: strength of character, leadership and creativity, dedication to the welfare of others.
Several individuals and organizations were also honored. They included Troy Sharp with the Civic Leadership Award, Jim Brock with the Community Stewardship Award, firefighter Doug Tyler and Richland Center Police Lieutenant Lauren Moe, each receiving an Emergency Responder Award, Liz Perkins with the Educator of the Year Award, Marce Jelenic was named the Medical Hero Award or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Maddie Smith with the Up-and-Coming Youth Award, Marilyn Lofthauk and the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award, and the Ombres and Ithaca Lions with the Nonprofit of the Year. Congratulations to all who were honored at last night's banquet and awards presentation. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state. So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. A proposed Lemon Law for agricultural equipment has a public hearing tomorrow at the Capitol. State Senator Andre Jacques drafted the bill in response to farmers who've repeatedly had to return machinery for warranty work. The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 1980s, and that cost associated with agricultural equipment are much more substantial. Jock said the bipartisan bill gained support after an assembly hearing, and he's optimistic it can still pass before the session ends. The hearing before the state Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee starts at 11. Elected officials in western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. Last week, HSHS Health System announced it will close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea Clinics in the Chippewa Valley. State Senator Jeff Smith called the news shocking. The Eau Claire Democrat said the sudden move has caused a lot of concern in the region, including how to replace mental health services offered at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. The majority of the HSHS and Prevea closures will be complete by April 21st. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden officially launched his reelection campaign over the weekend. Van Orden's announcement was at his new campaign headquarters in La Crosse. Van Orden, who is in his first term, will be facing a challenge from a Democratic field of three candidates: current Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson. The winner of August primary will face Van Orden in November's general election in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. A mild winter is impacting recreation in Wisconsin. In the Cooley region, ice is only a few inches thick, when normally this time of year, ice is around 2 feet thick. A DNR warden said that they've had reports of people going through the ice on ATVs, UTVs, or even just walking out. With warmer weather in the forecast, the DNR said last week that ice on nearly all bodies of water in Wisconsin is unsafe, especially those with a current. The DNR says to check with local experts and guides about ice conditions before heading out. Grant County officials are looking for a man they say fled law enforcement multiple times on Friday. 35-year-old Andrew Dietzen is accused of crashing a car on Highway 35 in the town of B-Town after driving it through a field, damaging a fence. After getting the car stuck, Dietzen was taken into Lancaster by a passerby, where he allegedly stole a car and sped away from sheriff's deputies attempting to arrest him. Deputies said Dietzen was sought by law enforcement in Outagamie County after a high-speed chase earlier Friday morning. Anyone with information should call 911. A man was ticketed and is accused of operating while intoxicated after crashing a vehicle in Coon Valley. According to Coon Valley Police, a 28-year-old man was speeding in town when he lost control of his vehicle and went through a yard, taking out a mailbox and hitting several objects in the yard before rolling over in a ditch. Police said the driver was taken to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with injuries, where he was treated and released. One of the two Wisconsin women accused of stabbing a classmate in 2014 to please internet horror character Slender Man is asking a judge again to release her from a mental institution. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that 21-year-old Morgan Geiser petitioned a Waukesha County judge on January 16th for conditional release. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were sixth graders when they stabbed classmate Peyton Lettner nearly to death after a sleepover. The girls told investigators they attacked Lettner to please Slender Man and become his servants. Geiser petitioned for early release in 2022, but withdrew the request. Weyer was released from a psychiatric facility in 2021. Applications for the 77th Alice in Dairyland are being accepted through Wednesday. As one of the most widely recognized communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Alice in Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, and utilizes social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. The chosen candidate will travel extensively and be required to be in person at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Madison office each week. Alice in Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 8th. The annual salary is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and use of a state vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to DATCPAlice@wisconsin.gov or P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911 by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Deb and Bob Oler of Richland Center on ticket number 295.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Today is Monday, January 29th. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died last Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMC Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMC Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMC Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Services in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very mild air continued to flow into the upper Midwest today. In fact, readings were up around 50 across much of southern Minnesota and central and western Iowa. Further east, where the clouds and fog took longer to lift, it stayed in the 30s in the far southeast and eastern portion of our listening area. Otherwise, a weather system dropping in from southern Canada tonight will bring us a period of clouds again by late evening. Even the chance of a couple of sprinkles or flurries overnight, but nothing significant, that's for sure. And that system should depart tomorrow. Otherwise, a very dry forecast in store all the way through early next week. Temperatures will stay above normal the entire period, with some of the warmest conditions coming up Wednesday into early Thursday, and then again toward the end of the weekend and early next week. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Partly cloudy skies early, then mostly cloudy. There could be a few sprinkles or flurries by late evening with a low near 31 degrees. West wind turning northwest later on at 5 to 12 miles an hour. Variably cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Just a couple of flurries or drizzles possible early. High in the upper 30s. Northwest wind 10 to 15. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and on the warm side, high in the mid-40s. Heading into Thursday, partly sunny and mild, low near 30 with a high of 43. Friday, lots of sunshine, just slightly cooler, low 23 with a high of 38. Saturday, mostly sunny, continued tranquil weather, low 22, high near 42. Sunday, another mild and mostly sunny day, low 23 with a high near 43. Have yourself a good night out there. Again, expect a low temperature at 31, tomorrow's high about 38. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly clear and 39 degrees after a daytime high of 41 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 34 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1914 is 53 degrees with a record low of 30 below set back in 1965. Last year's high was 17 with a low of 7. Sunset took place tonight at 5:09 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:20. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.91 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Filney has the regular schedule, of area high school events.
Tonight's schedule of games includes Seneca at Waniwakan girls basketball, Westby at La Crescent, West Salem at Viroqua, Lancaster at Southwestern, Fenimore at Benton, Wazika Steuben at Belmont, Schulzberg travels to Highland, and Platteville is at Potosi-Cassville. In boys basketball, Adams Friendship at Portage, Cashton at New Lisbon, Richland Center is at Lodi, and coming up on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, it's Royal at Ithaca. Bulldogs coach Mike Benson talked to us recently about the team's tough schedule.
Then we get Royal on Monday, who's ranked ninth in the state, and Royal actually just beat Cashton, who's ranked second in the state. So when it comes to seeding, that's going to, if we can get the win against Royal and North Crawford both, that's going to help us huge in the seeding, because playing at home is, for us, is way better than playing on the road. We're a totally different team at home than compared to on the road.
We look forward to having that game tonight on the radio. Royal at Ithaca from WRCO Sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Damian Lillard becomes the latest Buck veteran player to say Doc Rivers has the best choice, was the best choice for head coach. Lillard cites Rivers' experience and strong presence. Questions about Rivers' in-game strategy have been raised as Milwaukee determined who should replace fired coach Adrian Griffin. The Bucks outscored New Orleans, 141-117 on Saturday, and they traveled to Denver for a game tonight. The Bucks trail Boston by three games with a 32-14 record. And that game against Denver will be on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 this evening. Tip-off for that contest will be at 8 o'clock with the pregame starting at 7:30. UConn remained number one in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll as the top five stayed the same from last week. The Huskies did pick up four more first-place votes and had 48 of the 63 from the national media panel. Purdue stayed at number two, North Carolina is number three, Houston is fourth, and Tennessee is fifth. Wisconsin moved up seven spots to sixth place, and Duke climbed five to number seven, while Iowa State made the biggest jump from 23 to number 12. Alabama and TCU are back in the poll. Memphis and Colorado State dropped out. Milwaukee Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins says he should have little to no limitations in his first spring with his new team after missing the entire 2023 season with a torn left ACL. Hoskins injured his knee late March of last year while fielding a grounder in a spring training game with the Philadelphia Phillies. Hoskins had spent his entire major league career before signing a two-year, $34 million contract with the Brewers last season. Hoskins should fill a major void for the defending NL Central champion Brewers as a power-hitting first baseman. The future does look positive for the Milwaukee Brewers after playing four minor league prospects among the top 50. The MLB.com list is the top 100, but Milwaukee's young players are even closer to the top. Outfielder Jackson Chourio is ranked number two. He just signed an eight-year, $82 million contract extension, and he turns 20 years old in March. The other top-rated prospects are 6'7" pitcher Jacob Mizorowski at number 23, catcher Jefferson Quiro, and infielder Tyler Black. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs are heading to Las Vegas with a chance for a rare repeat while facing the San Francisco 49ers in a Super Bowl rematch from 4 years ago. The Chiefs beat Lamar Jackson and the number one seeded Baltimore Ravens 17-10 in the AFC Championship game yesterday to advance to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. Brock Purdy later rallied the number one seeded 49ers to a 34-31 victory over Detroit in the NFC title game. The Chiefs will try to become the first back-to-back champions since New England during the 2003 through 2004 seasons. The 49ers seek a record-tying sixth Super Bowl title in their eighth appearance. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hogs were mostly higher Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling, along with higher trade in the U.S. dollar and a lower move for crude oil. Brazil's soybean prices have dropped as harvest advances for an even bigger edge on the export market. There are concerns in Argentina about a hot, dry pattern ahead of more rain next week. March beans were down 15 at 11.94 and a quarter. May was 11 and a quarter lower at 12.05. Adjusting product spreads, March bean meal is up $5.30 at $3.54.30. March soybean oil is down 138 at $45.55. Corn was lower, watching South America and the early planting pace for Brazil's critical second crop. This hot, dry weather in Argentina over the near term comes during the pollination phase, and that could trim yield. March corn was 6 lower at 440 and a quarter. May was down 5 and a quarter at 450 and a half. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. In addition to the higher move in the dollar during the session, the big bearish factor remains slow export demand, with the trade ignoring lower U.S. planted area. The trade also seems to be shrugging off possible lower production in Europe and drought in North Africa. March Chicago was 6¾ lower at 593.5. March Kansas City was down 6.5 at 618.25. March Minneapolis was down 10.25 at 693.25. Live and feeder cattle saw profit taking ahead of widespread direct business and Wednesday's cattle on feeder port. Brent Barnett has more on the direct markets in a moment. February live was down $1.07 at $177.37. April was 45 lower at $181.22. March feeders were down $1.07 at $238.62. And hogs were mostly higher on spread adjustments, with February up 35 at $75.27 and April lean 17 higher at $83.42. Brent Barnett has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed, somewhat higher in Nebraska, Colorado, somewhat lower in Texas, and lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices did not surface, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Boxed beef was lower at midday. Choice was down $1.11 at $2.99.42. Select was 31 cents lower at $2.88.82. The Choice Select spread was $10.60. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head. Cash hog prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality, with very, very light negotiated purchases. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were sharply higher, up $9 at $48. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up about 16,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield. I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A market advisor says corn prices are being influenced by several factors. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield, corn has been under a lot of pressure since harvest with depressed prices and a lot of bushels to work through.
A lot of guys didn't have room for it. So again, that's those bushels we're trying to find some homes for right now. And that's what's weighing on the marketplace.
More news is next.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
A livestock economist says he expects an already small cattle herd to get smaller. University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown says just how small remains to be seen.
My crystal ball says 3% lower. We'll see whether I'm right. Don't hold me to that, but I think all indications to me is we'll be lower.
The regulation of pesticides is a focus for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney says a day of reckoning is upon agriculture as the EPA tries to enforce endangered species protections.
Through laws and regs, and it's very hard, particularly when some, not all, but some NGOs see this as the opportunity to just remove pesticides entirely.
Iowa's ag secretary says he's concerned about electric vehicle mandates from the Biden administration. Mike Naig tells Brownfield government mandates should not drive the vehicle marketplace. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is the Soil Health Hotline, a content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture Senior Director of Agronomy Jeff Diven looks back at soil health lessons learned in 2023 and ways for farmers to plan ahead for better soil health in 2024. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Jeff Diven says one of the biggest soil health lessons learned happened during the drought.
One specific, biological factor that we observed was mycorrhizal fungi, just to get specific for a second, and their ability to access nutrients and water in dry conditions. They are an organism that really act as an extension of the plant root. We benefited from them, I think, pretty significantly where I'm at here in Iowa this year in a dry year. in order to access some of that nutrition that that wouldn't have otherwise been available, and maybe is why we had a decent outcome at the end of the day. Another area that I would say is a key priority is nutrient balance. Soil is always trying to reach an equilibrium, and when we apply a lot of a certain nutrient, something like phosphorus, it can overpower that equilibrium, and when it does, we have to give up something else. Some of our research from this summer in some pretty heavily manured ground where we decreased applied phosphate, we actually increased availability of iron and other nutrients, and that led to a plant health and a yield increase. Sometimes the adage, less is more, really does play a role when it comes to soil health. Source had a really great showing across the country. We're seeing those consistent returns that we expect from increasing yield and also allowing them to reduce fertilizer inputs. I'm really happy with the fact that we've been able to consistently reduce 25 pounds of applied nitrogen, add source, and still net a $20 per acre positive return. So that's been great to see in the corn product across the country. And then not only are we adding bushels, but we're adding tonnage to our feedstocks as well. Consistently seeing over a ton per acre in corn silage increase, and then large numbers in hay and alfalfa as well.
And looking ahead to next season,
I think the only way to get better is to try something new and step outside the comfort zone. Technology has really enabled us to keep track of some of these new practices. There's a lot of cost share opportunities and interest in soil health. Financial burden shouldn't be a reason not to step into something new and try it, whether it be strip till, using some kind of a product to stimulate soil biology, anything and everything. I think just give it a try. Because there is going to be hopefully a day on the horizon here where we're incentivized for some of these practices. For more information on Source or Sound Agriculture, the best place is to visit our website at sound.ag.
I'm Kara Hart, and this is the Soil Health Hotline on Brown Field.
Hello, everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat panels, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
100.9 WRCO.
Playing pool, long necks in a bucket, bragging about their luck with the ladies in bed, laughing when they ask him for all
just starts shaking his head. Spoken like a man, devoted to a woman. Not just any woman, but the love of his life. Spoken like a man, crazy about the feeling he gets every evening when they turn out the light. Staring down the table, there's a cutie across the room trying to catch his eye. She walks across the bar with her number on a napkin. He gives it to a buddy with a wink and a smile. Spoken like a man, devoted to a woman. Not just any woman, but the love of his life. Spoken like a man, crazy about the feeling when they turn out the lights. He pays his tab, pulls his keys out of his pocket. The boys say, where you going? Just one more game. Give us one good reason why you can't hang. Turns at the door and just holds up his ring. Devoted to a woman, not just any woman, but the love of his life. Spoken like a man, crazy about the feeling he gets every evening when they turn out the light. Spoken like a man.
From 2006, that's Spoken Like a Man by Blaine Larson on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until around 7:15. That's when we'll be bringing you boys basketball action. It will be Royal at Ithaca, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Somewhere around 7:15 is when the pregame should start. Just depends on when the JV gets done, but after they get done, we'll be bringing you some great basketball action. Hoping you're having a great Monday on start of the work week, but thank God it was great to see the sun this afternoon. It was kind of cloudy out this morning. It did make a couple of short appearances this morning, but this afternoon was absolutely gorgeous. And after a daytime high of 41, the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge says it's 38 degrees at 547. And it looks like we are going to have that beautiful weather, or some decent weather around for the next few days. Temperatures are supposed to be warmer. The warmest, I think, this week is going to be Wednesday. So if you want to figure a day to play hooky, it's going to be Wednesday because they're talking about a high of 45, partly cloudy and warmer. So looking forward to that. Just wanted to let you know that the Richland County 4-H leaders are selling calendars to fundraise for scholarships and 4-H countywide events. Calendars are $10, and Richland County 4-H Youth Photography Project members provided the photos for the calendar. Get yours by contacting Carlene or Sandy at the Extension office, and the number is 608-647-6148, or by stopping in during business hours at Melville Hall at the campus. Coming up next, Chris Jansen with Keys to the Country.
I don't know where I can find the finest wine in town, and I don't know where the velvet rope unhooks for the uptown crowd. Don't know the name of the restaurant where the valet park you'll ride, but I know where to buy ice cold beer, where to tear up a Friday night. 'Cause I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark, where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate, to the Johnson's Lake, a little honey hole to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. I got the inside track, I can take you back to a fresh cut bottom.
know in a park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake. A little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go.
Don't mind a plastic clink clink. I got expensive taste, but I'm small town made. That's how daddy raised me. I put the bougie in the back roads. Give me a bonfire and some vino. I like my wine country, boots and muddy. A little California in Kentucky. Black blue Casey's, dukes like Daisy. City sipping on a tailgate.
He thinks I'm small.
your best dress on. Tonight we're gone. It's been way too long since we've had a night to ourselves. Dinner out, touching me. Come on, babe, we'll have the time of our lives. I wanna be holding on to you the way that I used to, just like it was before the world rolled in between us. I know it fits like a glove, slip into it, zip it up, baby, put your best dress on. Your best dress on, you know the one we bought down in Rio. We're not gonna come back home till the sun comes up. So what do you say, just you and me, fall in love when the first song starts till the last dance ends. I wanna be like it was before the world rolled in between us. I know it fits like a glove, slip into it, zip it up, baby, put your best dress on. Oh, and after this evening is over, and when it falls from your shoulder, like a glove, slip into it, zip it up, baby, put your best dress on. Slip into it, zip it up, baby, put your best dress on.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. officials report confusion before a deadly drone strike on American troops in Jordan this weekend. Sagar Magani has more.
The officials say initial accounts suggest the enemy drone may have been confused with an American drone in the air at the same time. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone as it approached the U.S. installation known as Tower 22. The attack killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens of others.
The president and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces.
Pentagon